Hey, Fastlaners, Ryan here, and today we're doing something a little bit different. I am driving into the office today, and or my car is driving itself into the office today, and I was thinking to myself, if we were driving in the car together, what would I want to tell you? And I work with entrepreneurs or people who want to be entrepreneurs every day. And some are just starting, some are multimillionaires, and all of them face the same mental demons. All of them face the same amount of self-doubt, the same amount of frustrations, the same amount of problems that come up in their business. You know, I'm reading a book right now that has a great point. It's called Essentialism, and I know I'm late to the party on that one. It's been around for a while, but makes a great point of there is no reduction of problems. There is only a conscious choosing of problems, which I think is so true. But today, what I want to go through is to kind of give you a three-step plan to achieving what you think is impossible. And I want to talk about this because you will always, if you are a growth-minded person, which if you, there'd be no reason why you would be listening to Freedom Fastlane if you were not a growth-minded person, but if you have that type of a mindset, you know you're in control of your results, you know that you're going to spend your lifetime growing and exploring and doing new things, then there's every level that you hit, you'll have a new thing that you think is impossible. For example, there was a time in my life that I thought being a millionaire was impossible. Now I don't think that's impossible because I've done it. Nobody in my family has done it, but I'm a multimillionaire. I've done it, so it's clearly not impossible. There was a time that I thought that owning the Cleveland Indians was impossible. I have family members who still think that's impossible, and that's fine. To them, that is impossible. To me, I see that as possible now. There was a time in my life I thought it was impossible for me to have six-pack abs. Today I would say it's impossible for me to run a $1 billion company. You know, I can't see the path for that yet. I don't know what that looks like. I don't have a lot of models for that yet. I know what it looks like to run a $10 million a year company. That's at the level that I can see. So I now can see it as possible for me to run a $100 million company, but $1 billion currently for me, I can't see it, therefore it's impossible. But the further you progress in life, the next level that you hit, there's always a demystification of what you thought was impossible, and there's also a new level of what you still think is impossible. So what I'm going to do is lay out kind of a framework. It's really what I would say three steps. That sounds so cheesy. The three steps to doing the impossible. But if we were to boil the process for achieving what you think are impossible things, it would look like this. The first piece, or the first stage, if you will, is being absolutely crystal clear, having absolute clarity on what it is you're doing, what you want, and where you're going. We have more options today than we have ever had. And some people see that as a bad thing because we are distracted all of the time. But what it really means is that you just need to be even more intentional about the life you want. When I decided my goal is to own the Cleveland Indians, and I made that public and committed to that and put that as my absolute piece of clarity, that gives the brain a target. And that target serves as the filter for everything that you will pay attention to. And so the first piece of accomplishing anything that is impossible is being lasered in to whatever that thing is, or whatever stage it is that you're hitting next. If it's, I want to be a billionaire, and you laser in on the $10 million company, we need absolute clarity that that's what we're focused on. Now, I am not one of the people who subscribe to the law of attraction. I am more a believer that you will tune into whatever you're paying attention to. And so that serves as the best filter possible for kicking out distractions and also recognizing what opportunities bring you closer to the thing that you're focused on. And that's true in dating, being absolutely clear on what you want. That's true in business, the type of business and the size of business that you want. It's true in the people you want to meet, the life you want to live, whatever your impossible goals are. Being absolutely clear on that is the first step. The second step is surrounding yourself with people who, for whom it is not impossible. The most uncomfortable thing I ever did in business was joining a mastermind group when I was 21 or 22 years old, where I was probably the only person who didn't have a real business. And I did that intentionally because it forced me to think differently. If you hang around a bunch of fat people, there's a good chance that you're going to be fat. If you hang out with people who all have six-pack abs and for them it is normal, good chance you will at least make different decisions. Our buddy Jesse Elder likes to call it the new normal. Whatever is going on in your world, your brain normalizes. It is, again, forgive me for using the word again, but it's your brain's a filter. It can only focus on so many things. So it normalizes everything that's going around it in order to save the calories and energy to be able to focus. So your brain is more of an eliminator than anything else, because there's so much going on all the time. It has to normalize whatever is happening around you. So what do you want to be normal to you? What do you want to normalize? You have to get around that. When you are put in a position where it's not a big deal anymore to do 100 push-ups or to gain 50 pounds of lean mass or to lose 100 pounds or to run a marathon or to build a $100 million company, whatever it is, you need to be in an environment where other people don't think that's impossible. Now, if you can't do that in person, like you don't have access to mentors who will be able to do that, to help you think in a different way, you can do it in more intentional settings, like events and conferences. You can join masterminds. You can pay coaches. You can read books. You can read autobiographies. You can listen to the thoughts on YouTube of people who think at that level and just normalize what they talk about. That's how we create an environment in our mind where all of a sudden that thing we decided is now possible. Because somebody has probably done it. Somebody has probably done what you want to do, or at least someone has access to the resources that would make whatever you want possible. If your goal is to end poverty, worldwide poverty, there is a decent chance that there's someone out there who thinks that big, and you just need to be around those types of thoughts, even though somebody hasn't ended global poverty. By the way, it's because we don't have global capitalism yet, but we will soon. And that's so, first step, being absolutely crystal clear on what you want. Number two, surrounding yourself with the thoughts of people who have already accomplished that, because then all of a sudden you download, you normalize whatever you think is impossible. And then number three, it is identifying and following the right long-term strategy to get you the result that you want. I am obsessed with finding out the how-to piece behind extraordinary results. So I am just fascinated by figuring out how someone did something, of how they've boiled, like if we were to get down to the nitty-gritty of what someone accomplished, what were the levers that they pulled in order to get that result? That drives me, because I want the strategy. I want the how-to piece of what someone did. I think the reason why people tell me that I am able to make complex things simple is simply because I focus on, when we get down to the very bottom, what's the habit or what's the strategy that someone followed to be able to accomplish what it is that they accomplished. And not all strategies are created equal. Some strategies are better than others. What is important is that you follow the right long-term strategy to give you whatever it is that you want. And the longer term you can think, the better decisions you will make. If you have a 10-year horizon, you will make better decisions than if you have a 1-year horizon. I think deadlines are a great thing. I have found that under short deadlines or short timelines, I act in a reactive way. I am in a tense way. I act tensely. Whereas if I have a longer timeline, I can set the foundation and follow long-term habits that make whatever my goal is inevitable. And that is how I think about it. So first, what is it that you absolutely want? Number two, surround yourself in an environment that normalizes that type of accomplishment. Number three, get yourself a good strategy that you can follow in order to give you that result. That is how you do impossible things. If you're the type of person who has their sights set on greatness, who wants more than a comfortable life, you want to do extraordinary things. You want to make an impact in your family, your community. You are doing good things in the world, but you want to do even greater things in the world. A great atmosphere for you to set your sights bigger, to surround yourself and normalize even bigger and better things, and to get the strategy boiled down for you is Freedom Fast Lane Live. Freedom Fast Lane Live is our yearly conference. It is a 3-day experience that demystifies the path to extraordinary results. Plain and simple, we bring in extraordinary people who have done amazing things, and we boil down their strategies so that you can take them and you can implement them on your path to success and greatness. But it's a 3-day experience where we seek to find out the best strategies from the world's most productive people who are doing amazing things. This year, we have the founder of Marquee Jet, who sold his company to Warren Buffett. That seems impossible to me. We're going to boil down the how-to piece of it. We have J.P. Sears, the always entertaining J.P. Sears, who built a following over 1 million people in less than a year. I've been at this game for, almost a decade. I don't have a following of 1 million people. So we're going to boil down exactly how that happened. We have Peter Diamandis, who is seeing absolutely world-changing impact all over the world, and he is working with people who are constantly on a level that is changing the planet. We're going to find out what makes those people great. We're going to find out from John Mackey, who runs a $13 billion a year empire in Whole Foods, how the heck he scaled that up from an idea to a global empire. We have Cameron Harold, who built up a 1-800-GOT-JUNK from 1 million to 100 million in 6 years. We have a panel of $100 million companies there who are incubating a brand new startup, and we're going to find out what their plan is. We're going to say, hey, what's your plan to grow this new startup to the $100 million level? Because you've all done it. So what are you going to do with this new project to ensure that it has incredible success? We're doing an investment panel of people who manage millions and millions of dollars, because I believe that the path to freedom is to build a company and to invest the profits. So we're doing a panel of incredible investors. It's an environment where you will normalize extraordinary results. You will meet people who are on that path, because as an entrepreneur, if you're on the path of doing something big, first, you have the problem of how the heck am I going to do this? And second, you have the internal struggle of, am I capable of doing this? Is anyone going to help me? I'm not sure I can do this. So you'll be in an environment of people who have already done it, who can serve as those who can look back and say, yeah, I've done this, and this is how I did it. And that will give you a very clear plan of how you're going to accomplish the goals that you have set out for yourself. So the tickets for Freedom Fastlane Live go on sale on Tuesday, September 26th? So Tuesday, September 26th, if that's a real date. I know it's a Tuesday. At noon Central Time for Freedom Fastlane Live. So, look, who we're at after to serve is people with big visions who want to be in an environment that believes that nothing is impossible without a clear direction, without the right support, and with a clear plan that anything can be accomplished. I believe that world hunger, that global poverty, that obesity, that illness will all be solved by entrepreneurship. I believe it will be solved by capitalism. I believe that being an entrepreneur is the fastest way that you can change your life, change your family's life, change your community, change your customers' lives. I believe it is the greatest gift. Your success is the greatest gift that you can give to the people around you. And we need as many people on that trajectory as possible. We need them working together, and we need them solving big challenges. If you're the type of person who has a big vision or has a challenge they want to solve or has incredible expectations on themselves and you expect great things out of the results that you create in your life, then you will find an atmosphere at Freedom Fastlane Live that encourages that and also surrounds you with people who are on that trajectory, can look back and say, this is how I did it. This is how I accomplished greatness. And here's the how-to plan for how it can help you as well. So the dates are December 9th, 10th, and 11th. I hope to see you there. Tickets go on sale on Tuesday, the 26th or 7th, or whatever day that is, at noon Central Time. And I hope that this three-step plan has been helpful for you. I am about to pull into the office here, so thanks for hanging out with me on my morning drive into the office. As always, thanks for listening to Freedom Fastlane. Keep on changing the world. I will see you on the next show, and I will see you in December here in Austin for Freedom Fastlane Live.